good afternoon. It is a little bit past one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair once again, broadcasting live, unscripted, and unrehearsed from the magical Isle of Vashon in my own little captain's chair right here in the Gene Bosch Memorial Studio. And this is indeed KVSH, the voice of Vashon, 101.9 on the FM band, and streaming live all over the world on voiceofvashon.org. My greetings today, of course, go out to all who claim or would like to have some kind of Irish ancestry. For today is indeed the feast day of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And in particular, a significant day for me because my Mary R. was Irish. She was a Redmond. The Redmonds came from County Wexford, which is down in the southern part of the country, right next to County Waterford. And the Redmond family came over from Ireland during the potato famine in the 1840s. I took her to Ireland on one of our trips. In fact, it was the trip in which I was asked if I would like to come to the Scott Poor Research Institute and do an advanced degree. That same trip, we also went to Ireland. I wanted her to learn about the people that bore her surname, Redmond. And so as part of that trip, we went across to Ireland. We rented a car, drove around, and as we got into County Wexford, we were overwhelmed by the number of Redmonds. Redmond Road, Redmond Hospital, Redmond Square, all of them in that part of Ireland. It must be honestly reported, however, that if you come from Prince Edward Island, which Mary did, then you are either Irish or Scots or both. And in her case, she was both because her mother was a Campbell. Loretta was a Campbell. And therefore, Mary was entitled to wear any one of the several Campbell tartans. I claim no such ancestry. And I, however, was delighted to acquire all of these Redmonds all over the western part of the world because they all became Captain Joe's people. So my greetings today go out to all of you who have some Irish ancestry. And I do point out here that the Irish who immigrated to this country helped to build the infrastructure that we now enjoy. I am weary of all of these attacks on people who immigrated. In my own case, my mother's family came over in the 1600s from England, and my father's family came over from Germany in 1870. We are all immigrants of one sort, or generational immigrants of one sort or another. The binnacle list today is a sad one today for me because before I left Captain's Quarters to come here to do the broadcast, I checked my traffic, and on my traffic was a signal from my class representative for the Coast Guard Academy, and that signal included a notification that the wife of one of my oldest friend, with whom I've lost touch over the years, has crossed her own bar. I was at Kathy and Lou's wedding, and this was so many years ago that I don't have the fingers and toes left to count them all up. At the same time, I have to remind all of us that in the two weeks since my last broadcast, and I will briefly cover what happened there, that in those 2 weeks, we also lost one of our rescue swimmers. And that